First and family, what's going on, y'all? Now that I have yelled in Ann's ear,
because I didn't even have to poke you to let you know.
That was a little loud. Well, that was a little excited, but can you blame me for being excited?
We're learning.
Can you blame me for being excited?
How could you not be?
When it's First N's fifth birthday.
We're five, a whole hand, Coach Amy.
A freaking whole hand, Coach Amy. Happy birthday, First N. Happy birthday. That's literally all that's going on today.
Yeah.
Is birthday shenanigans. And we're here for it, man. We are freaking here for it. And you know who else is here for it? Krista's here for it.
Yes, she
Krista
is.
Krista's here for it. Man, I'm having troubles. But Krista is here for it with a happy birthday straight out of the box. So thank you. First in, thanks you. We thank you. It's good. It's momentous. It's so momentous, I'm going to hit this button right here so we can at least let you know that Jonathan is with you.
In case you didn't know.
Anna Patterson, happy effing birthday weekend.
It is.
To quote the great Tara Piazza, who has coined effing. She puts the comma in there, and I dig it. I dig it a lot. In fact, I was pretty upset that I had never thought about it. You would think the former band member with the drummer from Jersey, former firefighter, guy that curses like a sailor, would have known F-I-N-F-N. Nope, Tara Piazza. Leave it up to another firefighter to drop that on us. But it is forever effing in my mind. Sephir's here. What's up? Eric Morris, is that today? Technically, if you look at the official decrees, First N turns five on May 20th, which is my birthday, which is tomorrow. But when something is momentous as First N in this family, we can't keep the party on one day.
We celebrate.
We spread it out.
Yeah.
So we kick the party off on a fry yay.
Yep.
Fry.
Yay.
Q and
A.
With J.
And A. You killed that one.
You were almost
killed it for
you
me.
You were almost there.
I was almost there. I went to say it and
until you hit the giggles. Until you hit the giggles. So I'm gonna give you a solid 7.3 out of 10.
So what do you get for saying my part?
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Always.
Always.
Always. So technically tomorrow, but we started it today. If you go to the site, I don't think I have a link. That's okay. If you go to firstinfam.com/HBDFIN, that is the link for current members of the fam. And firstinnutrition.com/happybirthdayfin, I made it real easy on that one, is the link for your friends and family if you want to share it. Roxy's here. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, First N. HBDFIN. Karen, happy early birthday. Karen's talking to me because I was just talking to Karen. And for you guys that don't know, Karen is a pretty, pretty fantastically talented, wears many talents, very talented individual in a lot of different ways. But I'm specifically talking about the talent she offered to share with me for my birthday. And that's her talent of baking. And apparently,
I heard somebody has
apparently
a
there's
treat.
A cake involved. And I'm super excited because Karen slays the baked goods. If you are a local and you need something that's baked and good.
Cupcakes, all of it.
Cakes, cake pops, all the stuff. Yeah. You need your house completely redesigned. Your office space. You know, you need whatever. Karen is who you go to. Karen and Gary. Although, Karen, nudge your hubs. I can't get them to join the group. I can't get them to join the fam. I even sent him a link. So get him to get on in here so we can get this party going.
We might have to load you and the chop up and go get a cake later.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to do the Finn Live with the family. So what was going on? No, I'm sorry.
Your birthday cake.
Oh, yeah.
Do we need to load you and the chop up in the car and go get it?
We can't let a cake wait.
No.
Without.
Somebody might take
yeah,
that sucker.
Exactly. So, yes, we probably have to do that. Now, sorry, OG Banff. I was about to say the OG Banff, John Con Jimmy, is here with a happy birthday. Thank you, sir. Krista said, today is my son's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Blonde Taurus boys are the bomb.
Ooh.
What about
Taurus,
redhead?
Taurus boys
what about
are
redhead
lot.
Taurus boys?
They're
or now graying Taurus boys. The 20th is actually the cusp, by the way. And I don't know what weird person I was dating told me this, but I guess I'm a Taurus Gemini. So I get the bullheaded, but the duality, which actually describes me pretty well. But it also describes absolutely anyone else, because you can kind of make and mold those things, which which is why we don't eat by our zodiac sign.
How close is it? Because you're a lot of bullheaded. you got a lot of Taurus.
You guys see the abuse I take?
Happy birthday. We did our birthday shenanigans.
Yeah, and figures because she took me out of town.
For like a little concert.
BFD. She doesn't have to be nice to me for my birthday. So, fam, tell her. Tell her that she has to be nice to me for my birthday.
Tomorrow.
No. My birthday started today too, damn it. FBU. I don't know whose link expired.
Daniel Frisbee. Yes.
Your link expired. That's weird. Well, Danielle, hey, yo, right back at you. No, Karen, you are the best.
The best.
Remember that time she made those bacon gimmicks?
Oh, my God, the cupcakes.
I'm just saying.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just saying. Karen is the bomb.
This is Coach Amy.
Coach Amy, whole hand, link expired. I'm going to use my whole hand to show you that your link expired. It's okay, Coach. No big deal. You could just put dash... Coach Amy Saunders, Keeper of the Squirrels, after everything, or click your link, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. It's my birthday. I make the rules. Val is here. Hey, y'all. Val, what is going on? Karen says, when we come by later, you can put Gary in a headlock until he joins.
Done.
I'll be like, Gary, pull your phone out. We gotta get this on. That'll be awesome. Roxy says, it's my mom's and father-in-law's birthday today. Wow. That's a party.
Lots of
B-days going down. You know, so it's celebratory all the way around. We're pretty pumped about it. It's been a pretty good birthday so far. Guys, keep spreading the word. Actually, crazy thing. You guys heard me talk about this hundreds of times, maybe once or twice. I don't know. When we talk about posting and we talk about sharing things and we talk about like not just throwing a link in anyone's face, coaches and cohort member, you know, my special link, my special terminology for rolling right in the DMs, busting out a link or whatever. But the main reason is when you share a link, Facebook kills it in the algorithm. We'll leave it to one of our FNGs, one of our probie coaches to figure out the best hack I ever found for that. And Anna decided to screenshot various pieces of the email and share it as a post. And I don't know why I never thought of it before. And listen, I don't expect people to type firstinnutrition.com/happybirthdayfinn. But she had this way to share a link, which was super freaking awesome. And so I, one, gave her lots of props in the coaching cohort and in our coaching team chat, because I thought it was super awesome how she just was like, I'm gonna circumvent how you can share a link.
Yeah.
And then two, I just ripped it off and stole it when I made a birthday post with the cake in the link or whatever. So long story long, keep spreading the word about the birthday, keep telling your friends, keep telling each other, because I sent out some continue the journeys and some of y'all are trying to skate by. You're gonna miss out on the birthday incentives. But keep telling everybody and spreading the word, man, so we can keep celebrating First In's Big Five. Big Five.
I do want to give Anna a public shout out too, because we went on a little road trip this morning to do a couple things, and came home to a package. And the first thing Jonathan said is, what did you order? Because it's Amazon every day around here. Wasn't me. Anna Patterson sent Jonathan a care package for his birthday. This one loves Thin Mints. Loves chocolate.
Anything mint,
everything.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream, but my favorite ice cream since day one. Since out the womb, I believe.
Yep.
My favorite flavor profile.
There was an entire box of Girl Scout Thin Mint powder seasoning and to put on things.
And Anna, I'm just going to go, man, I think you went a little extreme.
A whole box. We're never going to
run out. Yeah, I don't even know how I'm going to use all that. That's how much stuff came. So between that and the Snickers powder, popcorn's going to get elevated to another level. So we already had peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter popcorn planned tonight for dessert. And we tweaked a few things so I can throw that Snickers powder all over it. So it's going to be awesome. So thank you. Happy birthday. Man, between that and between John Mylan sneaking in me that limited dish Origin Core Tea, I was pretty pumped about that, man. It was a good birthday so far. That and, of course, the D that Ann gave me. And before you guys get crazy, I mean Tenacious D. Get your minds out of that gutter, first responders. Sorry, I can't get the link to work for me. Coach Amy, keeper of the squirrels, who didn't lose any at the swamp field trip today and now wants a Karen Hodge cake. I want you to copy and paste that description and let it get longer every comment you make throughout this live. Oh. That would be pretty awesome. And yes, you do want a Karen Hodge cake. God. And maybe if you're nice, when you come down, which I've heard you already voluntold us to let you come stay with us for the summer soon. At some point, maybe if you're nice, we will see if we can order a Karen Hodge cake for you.
Or
maybe
with like some cupcakes.
Like a squirrel or get some cupcakes on it or something.
Start thinking of flavors.
Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just get one for us and eat it in front of you. Tell me that you're coming down again. Tell her to just tell me that you're coming down again. We'll see what happens with that keeper of the squirrels. Well, man, on that note, guys, I think we talked about everything I want to talk about. I just want to talk about the birthday. I'm kind of a little shot out of the cannon, trying to catch up everything, get everything done.
Yeah, we didn't have any questions.
Yeah, didn't have any questions. I love that. That means the people in attendance here are the ones who are attending to their needs, asking questions, engaging with their coach, engaging with the fam, and doing stuff like that. But if anyone does have anything, feel free to shoot it our way. Because again, we just really don't have that much going on right now, because we're so excited, just can't hide it. Coach Kelly's here. Happy birthday, first in. Thank you, Coach. Thank you for helping make this family and this team so damn awesome to be a part of. Man, we really appreciate it.
Coach Kelly, who's coming to muster with
Coach
Garrett?
Kelly, who's coming to muster with Garrett?
Dallas
Coach Kelly,
Funzies.
Who is coming to the reunion? Maybe with or without Garrett. We don't know yet.
Maybe.
But yeah, man, we are excited to muster with the Molders. Huh? If anybody else wants to come muster with us, let us know. We have a little thing for that. Look. Boop. Just kidding. Boop. Back to Coach Kelly. But yeah, so thank you, Coach. We got an FBU.
So my phone glitched. I don't have this one.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
So we don't know who you are.
So I'm going to assume you're not Danielle. And you're not the keeper of the squirrels. So your link expired, or it might be your first time live. We don't know. So if it is your first time live, you don't know what I'm talking about, this link, just put a little dash with your name, because we cannot see your name unless you click this link and give us some approvals. Thanks, Ecamm. Karen Hodge says, Amy, I got you. Just tell me when, keeper of the squirrels. See? Family. That's what I'm talking about. We'll have to see if we can get a little bagel meetup for Amy to keep some squirrels, man. See if we can make like a deal, like a beachin' bagels or something.
Let's do it.
Beachin'.
I'm here for it.
Anna says, creamies, popcorn, shakes, all good uses. Had to make sure I get you some. That's very smart. Because if they pull the plug on that, that'd be very sad. Because, man, that Thin Mint is freaking delicious. So thank you for that. It really awesome, man. It just, you know, when you run a big giant business, right, a big faceless corporate entity like we do, you're not supposed to get gifts from, you know, your people, right? Your clients.
Worst word in the history of ever.
But when you're part of an awesome family, it's really cool to, like, have people think of you like that. And so thank you, Anna. That's super,
super
awesome, man. Yeah, it was really cool. Like, I literally was like, what did you order? And because, well... And they all had my name on it. It's because I ordered pellets from Rectech because they had a really good sale. And so we had like 80 pounds of pellets. And then there was like all this like, you know, flavored stuff. So it was a good day. Good day. Kelly says, can't wait for muster in the reunion.
Yes.
We can't either. We're pretty excited.
So good.
We're okay. pretty excited. And maybe we will talk about that in a little bit. So Anna let us know. Okay. So it was Lynette, and Lynette is new to the family, and this is Lynette's first live.
And this is Lynette below it, too. So yes.
We Perfect. Can answer that. Perfect. So, Lynette, just so you are aware, there is a link, and you don't have to click it now because we're about to go into this question.
And you can't click the one.
And you can't click this one. You could try to poke that one, and it's not going to work. But next time before we're live, you can click that link, and it'll say, do you give Facebook permission and blessing to share all your information in your medical history and your firstborn child and everything else at once?
None of that's true.
And you just say yes, and then we can see your name.
That's all. It just means we can see your name
and profile. Yeah, it just gives them permissions.
If not, you can always write dash Lynette next to it.
So we'll know. And if not, we're going to assume. So, Danielle, if I call you Lynette, I'm sorry. So, here we go. Let's see what we got. We got a question. Lynette asks, what are your thoughts, if any, on energy drinks, specifically Celsius? So, Lynette, I cannot specifically give you my thoughts on Celsius because I have never consumed one. What I can tell you is this. My personal energy drink of choice is a Jocko Fuel Go because, one, I love the mission behind the people that run that company. Two, I trust what they're putting in there is what they say they're putting in there. And three, I hyper respond to caffeine. So if you give me a bang with like 300 milligrams of caffeine,
It's bad news. This is him with no caffeine.
Well, that's not true.
With a tiny bit of coffee.
This is me with coffee from the morning, and I'm drinking this Diet Pepsi right here. So what I like about the Go's, other than the fact that Jocko Fuel really supports his family, and you can use your code FirstInFam, is that there's 95 milligrams of caffeine in it, and it's a smoother, less jittery, more even energy drink for me than a lot of the other stuff I've tried. As far as Celsius goes, I can't really speak on it, but my question would be, how do you feel about it? How do you tolerate it? How is the energy for you? How do you feel after consuming it? But more importantly, why are you consuming it? Are you consuming it because you enjoy the taste of it? Because occasionally you want a little extra boost? Or are you consuming it because you can't stay awake and function without it? And that's my thing on this, because when you start taking down like 57 Monsters or 42 Bangs and you're getting like 1,200, 1,500 milligrams of caffeine, we may want to look at other options, most specifically recovery and sleep hygiene. But how do you feel about it? You got any Celsius thoughts?
I like Celsius. It's tasty. It is 200 milligrams caffeine per can, so that is anhydrous caffeine too. The caffeine in Jocko Fuel is not an anhydrous. Yeah. It is from green tea extract, things like that. So it's a different source. If you tolerate it well, you enjoy it, and it doesn't mess with your sleep or your day, and you don't feel like you have to have it to survive, nothing wrong with it. Why not? I do like Jocko Go better. I like the flavors. I like that it doesn't have that giant hit of caffeine in it. And I'm kind of a caffeine monster. Like, I was like the 3 bangs a day person. No problem. I don't hyper respond like Jonathan. But I do prefer Jocko Fuel Go, given the option. So if you like them, you tolerate it well, and you're not over consuming or using it because your sleep is poor, your recovery is poor, anything else is like that, then there's nothing wrong with it. Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, let us know a little bit about what you're using it for, what the pattern is, what the habit is, how many, and what the time frame is, and we could probably speak on it a little bit more. But at the end of the day, if you enjoy it, you tolerate it well, it's not making you burst out into hives or anything like that, then it's probably going to be something that you can incorporate in your day just fine. My biggest thing is when it comes to things is why are we taking them, especially when it comes to energy drinks? If we're taking them, you know, for a little extra boost, for a little bit of this and that, had a little rough night, whatever it is, that's fine. If we find ourselves hitting 3 a day, we probably want to look at lifestyle factors. Any update on the go, no go for the October reunion?
Right now we are a go.
Right now we are a go.
We are going to book a house soon that is refundable. As far as flights,
I'd still hang
or get one that's refundable or that you can turn into other flight tickets if you need them later.
With it bumping on the birthday, we really haven't had a lot of time to say, hey, it's the reunion. That will be happening next week, and we're going to try to get this thing solidified and finalized. And if that means we have a smaller house for the people that are committing to coming, then that's all good. I think one way or the other, we're going to have something. It may just be like a much smaller reunion if people don't start committing. But with, you know, Kelly wanting to come down and hit up a muster and Amy wanting to come down and everybody already.
Coach Kim is going to try to come down as well.
Yeah.
A few people said that if you want to go to the reunion, you haven't signed up yet, let us know. If you are 100% committing to it, let us know or sign up so that we know so that we can get a house the right size.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to do a reunion.
Yeah, it might just be a coach's reunion.
We want to go to Hallow Scream. We want to hang out, and if anybody's wanting to go to the muster, we want to figure out what we have to do to kind of spread that gap between the flight. Do we go to Dallas early and hang out early, which is like, you know, my vote, or do we hang out in Orlando for a day, which is my vote? I don't know. I got a lot of votes. I think I get more votes. Is that just how that works when you're co-founder of First In? Although she tries to veto me all the time, and I don't know if that's how it's supposed to work. I don't know if that's how co-founding things works. That's confounding. What do we got here? Coach Amy, keeper of the squirrels who didn't lose any at the swamp field trip today and now wants a Karen Hodge cake, peanut butter, and chocolate, please, who is coming down to see Ann because waiting until October is too long.
Too long.
That's what I heard. I heard it was just too long. But I actually heard it was me that you wanted to see.
Oh, it's always you. Always.
That's what maybe that's what I told myself. I don't know.
We hear what we want to hear.
It's probably not true. It's probably not true. Danielle says, am I good? You're good, Danielle. Your link is working. Lynette says, appreciate the feedback. Willing to try the Jocko? Yeah, give it a go. I would say that you could just swing by Wawa and get some.
But they're tough to find.
But thanks to giant beverage manufacturers buying all the space on the shelves, you may have to go to somewhere like Vitamin Shop or GNC to give them a try. Val says, I'll be there, just need to sign up.
Yes.
All right, there's one more.
I'm excited.
We know we have a couple that's going to make it. They haven't signed up yet. So, John, I think...
It's safe to say this is
going
to be a go.
I think it's going to be a go, man. I would still just wait on the flight just a little bit longer because we don't want anybody bamboozled. But flights are also a little bit cooler, too. We just had to change our flight in June due to an error from the people we're going to see. And, no factor. And it saved us $500.
Yeah.
So, hey, we had to move our flight a day. Hey, you save $500. And, of course, they gave it to us in a form of credit because that's how airlines work once they have the money. But no big deal. It's going to help us go to Maine in August, so we're excited about that. So we just talked about the reunion.
We covered it.
We covered that, so we're excited about the family reunion. For anyone that's new, Lynette, I'm talking to you right now. I hate to call you out like that. But what we do, I want you to just think about like it's summer camp with food scales. We get an Airbnb. We all go hang out for a couple days. We eat together. We go to the pool. We watch Princess Bride.
We did watch Princess Bride
last time.
We're going to Hallow Scream this time.
It's in October.
Yep.
It's going to be freaking dope. So if you're interested in that, let us know. We'll link you to a little, I think it's called a post in Facebook about the reunion. Yeah. It's in one of the stickies or whatever. You can check it out.
It is in Kissimmee, the Champions Gate area.
I just didn't want you to go, what's this reunion stuff these nerds are talking about?
It better be happening. Coach Amy and I got Hallow Scream tickets.
Did y'all jump in on that deal?
Yep, they got in. We're going. We're going. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
If it's just us and you girls, we're going.
We'll make it happen.
I got tickets too for Hallow Scream, so we're locked in.
What do we got here from Krista? Don't forget the car when we go to Maine. You know, we are actually going to fly into Boston.
We are.
Where we're going to pick up a car because we rent Turos.
That's the coolest system. If you've never used Turo, the rental companies want like $120 a day for a car, which is outrageous because then there's taxes, then there's insurance, and there's all this other stuff. Turo is Airbnb for cars, and we used it in Maine last year. Using it again this year, I think we have a Jeep Compass this year because I wanted to drive one. And last year, Jonathan got really upset with me because I rented the same car that we own because I've never driven in Boston or in Maine. I didn't know where I was going. I was really stressed about it, so I got my car.
So that was my fault because that's not what she was talking about. But yeah, you're right.
Oh.
She did rent the same car we drove here, which was like, Wow, thanks, babe. No Lambo. No G-Wagon.
Side note from me.
Krista did not mean the car.
Oh.
Krista meant the Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, we thought you were making a Boston joke.
And that is priceless. That works too. Because guess who forgot the car?
Me. I forgot it last time. I did.
First reunion in history.
Yep.
Where no Cards Against Humanity went down.
What I didn't forget was the food.
But.
Which is, you know.
But we will fix that this time.
And
Cards
we
Against
saved.
Humanity will be going down in October. If Anne forgets it this time.
Fired.
No. It's actually my fault for not checking.
Look at you. I'll have them.
We'll fix it this time.
I'll have them.
Or else. And actually, Danielle with the cover and move. Actually bought Cards Against Humanity
for us.
And we said, no, we cannot do that.
No, we're not going to take it. No,
right.
Take them back. Anna Patterson saved us, though, with Princess Bride.
Yes. Yeah, which was really cool, man. Last reunion was like a much more smaller, more intimate reunion, which is why we're working on making sure this one, we have that go or no go, so we don't end up, you know, yeah. But we actually got to hang out, eat some protein popcorn, and watch Princess Bride. Which is a totally different vibe than Cards Against Humanity. So it was kind of interesting. But yeah, we're looking forward to getting the car back this time. Good call, Krista. Yeah. Good call. I think that's really all we have going on.
Unless you guys have questions or anything else. Thoughts?
What I will bring up here real quick is a couple things. Let me see what I got here. I don't really know. I don't really have anything else I really want to talk about. We could talk about Finn for the win.
Yeah.
We could talk about that. We could talk about every person you inspire to join First In. We're going to give you 4 weeks for it, which with the birthday on right now, it's a pretty good deal. They get 4 weeks, you get 4 weeks. I don't know, man. I consider setting up a booth at the flea market. Like, you know, hey, man, ask me about my abs or whatever it is, you know. And getting everybody to do the thing like that. But guys, don't forget about that, man. And then don't let me forget about it either. We got a reminder, and I was like, you know what? You reminded me literally one day before the thing flipped for me to go ahead and say and give you the weeks, but it was a good time. So don't forget about that, man. We really want to help grow this family in the best way. And the best possible way we've found to grow the fam so far has been when you share your journey and your story with your friends and family. So if you got anybody you think might benefit from being a part of this whole wacky cult situation thing we have going on, I prefer to call it a family, but it's been called different things by different people before.
Potato.
Yeah, make sure you let them know. But really, guys, on that note, we are going to be welcoming people, congratulating people, and talking about this birthday for a little bit, so just make sure, you know, to make people feel welcomed, to make people feel excited to be here. Remember what it was like when you joined or when you continued, and give them a little, you know, a little thumbs up, a little heart react, a little congratulations, a little welcome to the family, and let's make this birthday as awesome as we can. And on that note, big boom, free for all. I believe this is the Keeper of the Squirrels.
It is.
Jonathan, I can't wait to set up and work right next to you when I come visit. I know how much you love me like that.
She identified herself.
Yeah, and Amy, you've been giving me a lot because they are coming all in all over the place.
It's always your fault.
Yeah, it really is. maybe I'll have the new office a little bit further along when you come down, and I'll have a door to lock you out of it, so you won't get a setup next to me, smarty pants.
Soundproofing.
birthday.
That is Megan Bryan.
Megan Bryan?
Yes.
No link? That's okay. Thanks for joining the party. Put a little MB. MB. I don't know why I like that set of initials. But they're yours, so that's why I like it. Coach Kim says, it's been amazing seeing everyone spread the word and lead by example of what it is to be first in.
Agreed.
Man, it is awesome. And I don't know if you heard earlier when I had to give a shout out to Anna for like literally figuring out the hack on, hey, dummies, here's how you can share a link and the algo doesn't shoot it down.
Yep.
Smart work right there. I can dig it. Now the cool thing is you can save an image. And on your little Apple phone, just copy text. So you can actually hack it that way too. Kim said, "Lead by example, not lead my example."
I figured it out.
Hey man, you know you lead by example, so maybe they are following my example in your words, Kim. I don't know. It's all good.
Megan, no need to,
no need to apologize. No need to apologize at all. It just helps us refer to you, so we don't just call everybody FBU. Some people get offended when I'm like, hey, FU, FBU, Facebook user. So, yeah, so no factor there. That's all good. But, yeah, that's it, guys. We're going to be birthdaying. We're going to be celebrating. We're going to be congratulating.
Yep.
Hopefully be welcoming a whole lot of new members, a lot of your friends and family, and hopefully celebrating a lot of you guys committing to putting yourself first. Because, guys, whether you know it or not, the people that depend on you the most do deserve you at your best. So let's keep putting our effort into becoming the best versions of ourselves for everyone that's needing us. What do you got, man? You got anything for anybody?
No, that's all we got. I think we're just doing the birthday, doing the date night thing, picking up a cake, apparently.
I was going to say, you can take me to get a cake?
We're going to load up the car and go get it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll take the chop for a ride.
Yep.
I can dig it. I can dig it. Well, on that note, guys, we are going to go get a cake.
Eat some dinner. Birthday.
Date night.
And date night.
Congratulate some people.
We're going to watch Mario Brothers, I think.
We are going to watch Mario Brothers, which is I'm pretty excited about because Jack Black is Bowser.
The timing on these things.
Man, I almost went with the timing and structure. Did you hear? And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I don't want to bust that lyric out. Anyway, on that note, all my Blink fans, if you know where my head was at there, that's good.
Lynette, you did.
Lynette, look at that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, man, for the question. If you have any other questions, feel free to post them in the group. Our family's awesome. Our coaches are all in there. And usually every Wednesday and Friday, barring any field trips or electrical issues, which doesn't happen too often, we will be here for live calls. So you are welcome to ask all the questions.
And Lynette, I cannot remember off the top of my dome where your domicile is actually at, but I do know that you are somewhat local to the area.
Yes.
Every Sunday we meet at Vero Beach Einstein's off of US-1 for at Bagels.
Yep.
For a little carbs and conversation. Sometimes there are 5, 6, 7 members of the fam hanging out. Sometimes I'm stuck just talking to this one.
Yeah, he's bored.
But anytime you would like to come down, we try to get there around 9:30-ish in the morning. It's in Vero Beach. You said Vero Beach, VB.
So we go to the Einsteins on US-1 about 9:30 in the morning. We're there for an hour or two. So if you ever want to come hang out, chat, good time to get FaceTime.
Meet in person, hang out, ask any questions, whatever.
We're there.
And then what Ann just said is post in the group any questions you have. Any questions you want a little bit more in-depth detail from us on, we can hit them on Friday Q&As. Wednesday, sit and speak, walk and talks or whatever. We're here for you. So let us know. But yeah, come to Bagels. We'll be there this Sunday.
Yeah.
You come celebrate my birthday. Coach Kelly said, enjoy. Eric is a liar.
Aww,
when he said, best calls of my week. Sir, I know what the best call of your week is. And it ain't this one. But thank you for making us feel good.
We will take a close second.
We will take a close second. If we can play second fiddle to the Monday hitters, we're all here for it. Because we do know what the best call of the week is. You're welcome, Lynette. Hopefully we'll get to see you. We try to get at the big kids stand up table.
Yeah.
You won't miss us. We look just like this.
In person.
She's a lot prettier. But that's a little different. There we go. There we go. Thank you.
I
appreciate you not lying to us, sir. I do appreciate that. And on that note, we're gonna end on a high note where Eric tells us we're horrible. No problem.
Have fun going
Sounds
out
good.
Town. Yep.
Enjoy your trip. Safe travels. And we will see you at a Sunday soon.
Yeah.
On that note, guys, we're going to get out of here. We got cake to get, dinner to eat, movies to watch, protein popcorn to house. I might need a Jocko Go to get through all of this.
You might get one.
We'll see. On that note, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for making 5 years a whole hand of First Impossible, because we could not do it without each and every one of you. So thank you guys so much for being awesome, hanging out with us, and for being First In. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Bye.